PNM seeks to join energy imbalance market, read by an automated voice by Hudson Sangri. New Mexico's largest utility has requested state regulators' permission to join the Western Energy Imbalance Market, officials announced Wednesday. Public Service Company of New Mexico, or PNM, has applied to join the AIM by 2021. Mark Rothler, the AIM's Vice President of Market Quality and Renewable Integration, told the market's governing body during its meeting in Denver. PNM, which serves about 510,000 electricity customers in the state, still needs approval from the New Mexico Public Regulation Commission, Rothler said. The governing body greeted the announcement as good news. If PNM's request to join the AIM is approved, it could give California and other states access to New Mexico's wind and solar resources, and New Mexico could draw on California's solar output during peak usage hours. Windfar and New Mexico Public Service of New Mexico. Part of the AIM's mission is to trade renewable energy between states that generate and use it at different times. California's solar energy output reaches its peak midday during a time of low in-state consumption, while solar farms in New Mexico and Arizona come online earlier, some in time to meet California's high morning demand for electricity. Wind farms in New Mexico and Wyoming ramp up later in the day, when Californians get home and turn on their lights, TVs. PNM owns or jointly owns 3,200 miles of electric transmission. It owns, leases, or has power purchase agreements for about 2,580 megawatts of generation, dominated by gas, coal, and nuclear. Its wind capacity totals 300 megawatts with solar at 117 megawatts. Having cost-effective electricity available to immediately back up intermittent renewable energy in real time supports reliability and also ensures our renewables are used to their fullest potential, Thomas Falgren, PNM's Vice President of Generation, told the Associated Press on Wednesday. CAISO started the AIM in 2014, and its members have realized more than $400 million in benefits, including more than $71 million during the second quarter of 2018. PNM would be the first New Mexico utility to join the AIM. Major utilities in Arizona, California, Nevada, Oregon, Utah, Washington, and Wyoming are already members. Idaho Power and PowerX joined this year. With Governor Jerry Brown's support, CAISO also is pushing to become an RTO for the Western states. A bill to advance the change, AB 813, is pending in the legislature, but its fate is uncertain. It must be delivered to Brown before lawmakers end their current session August 31.